Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Rory McIlroy won the Masters for the second straight year. Scotty Scheffler finished in second place, just one stroke back after a final round 68. Justin Rose tied for third, two back. Cam Young also tied for third. By the way, in the final round, three different guys had a two-shot lead, including Rose at age 45 at one point. In the NBA, to end the regular season, Philadelphia beat Milwaukee by 20. Doc Rivers reportedly will not return as Milwaukee's head coach. Atlanta lost badly at Miami, while Toronto won easily against Brooklyn. The Raptors earned the 5 seed in the East. They'll face Cleveland in the first round of the playoffs. That'll be the opening game one on Saturday. In the West, Denver won its 12th straight game, a victory at San Antonio. The Nuggets win keeps them as the 3 seed in the West, facing Minnesota starting Saturday. The Lakers beat Utah. The Lakers play Houston in the first round. Ty Gibbs, the NASCAR winner.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, April 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Daytime traffic control for southbound Highway 41. Carlton Hotel reopens with Marriott Brand. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. A segment of Highway 41 east of Chelan will be closed today and on April 17th. Caltrans announced the lane closure will be for a southbound lane on Highway 41, about 4 miles north of the interchange with Highway 46 and 15 miles south of the intersection with Highway 33. The closure will last from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. today and on Friday. During the middle of the week, the shoulder adjacent to the work will be closed as construction crews install a new driveway for Verizon site access on Highway 41. Caltrans says no significant travel delays are expected during this project. County Public Works announced travelers can expect some delays on Peachy Canyon Road this week during working hours. From 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., crews will be making repairs along the embankment damaged in the 2023 storms, which may result in delays of up to 5 minutes. Public Works says there will be no lane restrictions outside of these working hours. Carlton Hotel reopens with Marriott Brand. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:09. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:10. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Wednesday last week to commemorate the reopening of the historic Carlton Hotel in Atascadero. The hotel has reopened as part of the Marriott Bonvoy's tribute portfolio. This means the hotel can benefit from the Marriott brand, but will keep its control local to fit the city's aesthetic. Among the changes are 63 fully remodeled rooms, a fitness center, and the restaurant and bar set to open at the end of April. The Mabel will be operated by the owners of the Hatch and Rotisserie and Bar in Paso Robles. Booking for the Carlton Hotel is available now. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is this Tuesday, April 14th at 6 p.m. Tuesday's agenda currently has no discussion items or public hearings scheduled. The consent agenda contains an annual report for sales tax Measure D-12 and the second reading of an ordinance that approves the zoning code update for the Home Depot Master Plan development. The city approved the first reading on March 24th with a unanimous vote, which will infill three undeveloped areas at the Home Depot Commercial Center on El Camino Real with a Chick-fil-A restaurant, a drive-through car wash, and a commercial tenant space. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Fort Hunter Leggett will be holding its 24th annual Youth Fishing Derby Saturday, April 25th at Del Venturi Reservoir. This free event is geared towards youth ages 15 and younger. Young anglers and their family can enjoy a morning of outdoors while taking part in a long-standing Fort Hunter Leggett tradition. Participants must register for the Youth Derby in advance, with three age brackets available. Participants are also encouraged to bring their own fishing rods and bait, and parents are asked to supervise their children at all times. The event will go from 6:30 a.m. to noon. Registration can be done online. Friends of the Oceano Dunes announced that a court ruled the Parks Department violated the Endangered Species Act by allowing motorized vehicle use that harms snowy plover birds. The court says that use of off-road vehicles in the Oceano Dunes results in the illegal take of the species, protected by the Endangered Species Act. This ruling now prohibits parks from issuing new permits or authorizations of motorized vehicle use in the snowy plover habitat at Oceano Dunes. George Moreno with California State Parks released a statement disagreeing with the court ruling. Because of the ruling, Oceano Dunes SVRA will be temporarily closed to camping and off-road vehicle use south of Arroyo Grande Creek, beginning Tuesday, April 14th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rangers beat the Dodgers 5-2, the Padres over the Rockies 7-2, the Angels beat the Reds 9-6, the Athletics shut out the Mets 1-0, the Orioles over the Giants 6-2, the Rays beat the Yankees 5-4. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Mets, the Athletics will go against the Rangers, the Angels will face the Yankees. In the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Warriors 115-110, the Lakers over the Jazz 131-107, Trailblazers beat the Kings 122-110. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Clippers. In California news, amid allegations of sexual misconduct and assault from staff workers, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Eric Swalwell has announced he will suspend his campaign. Swalwell, however, remains defiant that the allegations are false. "I will fight the serious false allegations that have been made, but that's my fight, not a campaign's," he said on social media. California GOP has not endorsed a candidate for governor after its statewide endorsement convention in San Diego. In order for a candidate to receive the endorsement, they must reach 60% of delegate votes. Steve Hilton received 44% of vote, and Chad Bianco led with 49%. Before the Palisades and Eaton fires, Los Angeles County was short about 70,000 qualified construction workers. Following those fires, however, that number jumped to over 100,000 new workers needed in construction-related careers. Last year, the state awarded Los Angeles community colleges about $5 million to train more workers to help rebuild homes from fires. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News time is 8:14.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The agricultural industry is changing and evolving every day. Nebraska farmer Quentin Keneally says two trends he's watching closely to potentially add value to his Nebraska farm are agrivoltaics and finding new markets for healthier crops. He says he used to have a bias against the idea of trying to farm under solar panels, but changing farm economics has motivated him to look for more innovative options.
This agrivoltaics thing underneath solar panels. So I know solar panels get a horrible rap covering over fertile farm ground. And with this agrivoltaics and the possibilities underneath the solar farms, I think it's, especially with what happened in the markets this week, I don't know. I mean, I love farming, but all it comes down to ROI, where you can actually make hundreds of dollars off your acres, why not? And then we can incorporate sheep, cattle, goats. Then I'm looking at some different plants and crops that I'm hoping might be able to fit underneath there. It's still kind of early, still starting that conversation. So then I think just this traceability stuff and finding better markets for our crop and producing a better crop, that's kind of in my mind. We got to kind of develop the infrastructure for it and then a healthier crop.
Keneally's a great example of a farmer that's always trying to learn and innovate.
Hello from Fairfield, Montana. We're excited to announce Forsyth Livestock's Bull Sale, happening April 7th through April 14th.
If you're looking for Sim and Sim Angus bulls to move you forward in this historic market, we've got what you need. We select for what matters: soundness, maternal traits, udder quality and calving ease, and disposition. We put the numbers to work too, with EPDs focused on marbling, stayability, all-purpose index, and terminal index. That's Forsyth Livestock on Facebook, and sale details on dvauction.com, running April 7th through the 14th.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero off of Del Rio Road has some great deals April 8th through the 21st. Boneless pork loin chops for $1.99 a pound and crisp sweet Fuji apples for only 79 cents a pound. Check out the three-piece fish and chips in the service deli for only $5.99 each. And black bean and edamame salad for $7.99 a pound. In the butcher department, they have top sirloin steaks for $7.99 a pound and fresh chicken tenders for $3.99 a pound and pork tenderloin for only $3.99 a pound. $5 Tuesdays and Thursdays are here, April 14th and April 21st. Eggo 24-pack for only $5. Fresh baked muffins for $5. Best yet, 24-pack of drinking water for $5. And on Thursday, April 9th and April 16th, check out the Brown Cow Yogurt, 5 for $5. $5 Thursday gives you 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Six candidates running to be California's next governor said last week during a televised forum in Fresno that if elected, they would roll back regulations that have made it challenging to farm in the state. Antonio Villagrosa, a Democrat and former mayor of Los Angeles, referred to a study from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo that found that the cost to California lettuce growers of complying with the state's environmental, labor, and food safety regulations increased by more than 1,300% from 2006 to 2024. That's not sustainable, Villagrosa said. There's actually an agreement that things are broken in Sacramento. The forum, which was hosted by the California Farm Bureau and more than two dozen other agricultural groups, kicked off the final stretch of campaigning ahead of June 2nd's primary election. They'll determine which two candidates advance to the general election in November. We found it to be a critical time to highlight to candidates that agriculture and our rural counties are important, California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-60s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow with highs in the low 70s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, cloudy on Monday with a 30% chance of showers. Mid-70s Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, upper 70s on Saturday, low 70s Sunday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 47 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fewer homes were sold last month. Existing home sales declined 3.6%. It's an even weaker number than economists were estimating, and home prices rose in March. The median existing home price rose 1.4% to $408,800, a record. Goldman Sachs shares are down more than 3.5%. Even though the Wall Street giant reported a record quarter, CEO David Solomon says the geopolitical landscape remains very complex. Stocks turn mixed, though the Dow is still seeing losses dragged down by Goldman Sachs, which is in the Dow after weekend peace talks between the U.S. and Iran broke down and the U.S. began its blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents live entertainment you don't want to miss. Coming to Tachi Palace, the Hollywood medium Tyler Henry, April 24th. The tribute band Jump playing Van Halen hits May 22nd. Comedy with rising star Ralph Barbosa May 23rd. Indigenous Tattoo and Music Fest and Car Show June 5th through 7th. Kings of the West June 20th. Outdoor show with Warren G, The Game, Exhibit, and Gypsy Kings August 15th. Featuring Nicholas Reyes with special guest Reyes Heritage. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com. And get $5 off each ticket purchased on site with your Premier Club card. Live entertainment at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
The Blueprinter and Graphics in Paso Robles, not only construction drawings and blueprints, they specialize in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much, much more. So bring it all to the Blueprinter and Graphics on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles, open weekdays 8:30 to 5.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today, if someone makes a racial slur, chances are some type of legal action will be taken. But as we shall see, people took another, more permanent action in the Old West. It was April 14, 1881, in El Paso, Texas. Constable Gus Kempkow had just helped two Mexican vaqueros pick up two friends who had been shot while trying to recover stolen cattle located on Johnny Hale's ranch. Returning back to his office, Kempkow encountered a drunken George Campbell who said, "Anyone who's a friend of Mexicans ought to be hanged." Kempkow asked Campbell if he's talking about him, and Campbell said, "If the shoe fits, then wear it." At the same time, Campbell's friend Johnny Hale, the owner of the ranch where the dead Mexicans were found, stepped in with gun in hand. He told Campbell to go ahead and shoot. He had Kempkow covered, and Hale shot Kempkow. City Marshal Dallas Stoudemire was across the street. When he heard the gunfire, he came out with pistols in both hands. Right behind him was his brother-in-law with a shotgun. Marshal Stoudemire took a shot at Hale but missed, killing an innocent bystander. Stoudemire's second shot hit its mark. Hale fell dead. Campbell, the instigator of the shootout, drew his pistol and declared that this wasn't his fight. A dying Constable Kempkow from the ground pulled off several shots. One hit Campbell in the hand, another in the foot. Marshal Stoudemire also fired at Campbell, hitting him in the stomach. The fight was over in a matter of seconds. As a result of a racial slur, the two instigators, the person to whom it was directed, and an innocent bystander, all were dead. A heavy piece to be paid for a few words. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. A segment of Highway 41 east of Chelan will be closed today and on April 17th. Caltrans announced the lane closure will be for a southbound lane on the 41, about 4 miles north of the interchange with Highway 46 and 15 miles south of the intersection with Highway 33. The closures will be from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. today and on Friday. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is this Tuesday, April 14th at 6 p.m. Tuesday's agenda currently has no discussion items or public hearings scheduled. The consent agenda contains an annual report for sales tax measure D12 and the second reading of an ordinance that approves the zoning code update for the Home Depot master plan development. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm CJ Pop with a wall set up by the U.S. Navy.
President Trump upping the ante, ordering a blockade on all Iranian ports in order to open up the Strait of Hormuz. Ahead of President's order, the U.S. Military Central Command dispatching a pair of guided missile destroyers, sailing them brazenly through the Strait of Hormuz for the first time since the war started more than 6 weeks ago.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Pakistan. A dust-up between President Trump and the first American leader of the Catholic Church, Pope Leo. The president saying,
he's a very liberal person, and he's a man that doesn't believe in stopping crime.
Adding the Pope is not on board the war in Iran, the pontiff pushing back from Algeria.
Don't want to get into a debate with him.
Iran's president condemning what he described as an insult to Pope Leo from President Trump. America's listening to Fox News.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right, clouds and sunshine mixed in on your Monday with highs in the mid-60s, clearing skies tonight. Overnight lows right around 40. Sunshine, low to mid-70s on your Tuesday. And Wednesday, we'll have a couple of clouds, and temperatures should be in the low to mid-70s. Mid-70s Thursday, Friday, Saturday, upper 70s, low 70s Sunday, and upper 60s a week from today with some clouds. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, 6:33 a.m., 7:34 p.m., and we are at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, we have board-certified neurological clinical specialist. That's Allison Amenta. She'll be talking about the Move-a-thon that has to do with the fundraiser for Parkinson's Foundation that's coming up. So that's 12:30 to 1. And good news from Susanna that the baby is finally adjusting to a schedule so she can return at the beginning of May after the long, not vacation. She had the baby girl. All right. So coming up this afternoon, a little something on the Civil War. Email into the studio. Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Call them, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL. It is that easy. Real simple stuff. Wait a minute. We already did that one this morning here. This is the other one.
Cigarette. Start this day.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All right, change the subject. Anything within the confines or the regulations, rules and regulations of the FCC. So there you go. And we do have a red button. When you're on Earth. I don't know how many of you watched the splashdown the other night, Friday night. Pretty amazing to watch it. It just so happens it coincides with a day in history. Many of you will remember, probably the movie made it come back a little bit, but that is the Houston, We Have a Problem. It was in 1970, and the actual phrase was, "Okay, Houston, we've had a problem here." And that was spoken by Jack Swigert. Now, after being asked to repeat the transmission, Jim Lovell responded with, "Houston, we've had a problem." And, of course, in the movie, Apollo 13, really good movie, the line was shortened to the more dramatic, "Houston, we have a problem." I love watching that movie, and I'm just amazed at watching the splashdown the other night. They were talking to all these astronauts, or experts and so forth. Just fascinating, the whole process and how it goes through, and the fact that they said that they would be landing at 5:07. They were only off by 43 seconds. How do you fly around the moon and get to within 43 seconds? I mean, people can't make it to work on time. That is amazing. And then with the heat shield and all that, it's just amazing what we accomplish and what we can do, and the people
associated with it. It's extremely amazing. Extremely amazing. All right, let's see here. This is a test. There was a whole bunch of deflection and I don't know. Oh, okay. That's from last week. Here's an email. Chris, you'll get a kick out of this one.
What does this one say?
Well, it starts off Kevin.
All right, so.
It says, does Chris make you feel old? No, not at all. Not at all. You can't deny birthdays.
That's true.
So it's
clearly I'm not trying hard enough, though.
No, not at all. But it's well with the technology thing that just automatically, and I don't know if that has to do with just old. It's just that what you were, you know, the generations you were brought up in.
Right.
You know, you'll see that in 10 or 15 years. You know, as things change. It'll make you feel older, but I've always been one that, I mean, it's only, you can only go so far as, you know, when they say, you know, the youth, it's a matter of your mind. No, your body wears down and things just get, I'm not going to say difficult. They just get a little bit tougher to do. I think the easiest way is to, one, prepare for it, and then kind of accept it and maybe make some readjustments and the realization instead of being somewhat stubborn on it. I think it just makes things easier for some people. This is probably a small example and may not make a lot of sense, but a couple of years ago, I gave up my dirt bike riding, and I'm not talking to ones on a bicycle. I'm talking about, you know, vroom, 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 vroom. And I enjoyed doing that for quite a few years. And I came to the realization that I just could not I could not do it with confidence. So I thought, you know, I'm on a vehicle that can go pretty fast. I'm out on these, you know, terrains and so forth, which is dirt, not concrete. But nonetheless, I thought, this is not smart. If I don't feel confident on my dirt bike, I should probably give it up. And so I slowly phased myself out of it. And nothing bad happened. But I mentally prepared for it. And it was easy. It was easy to do. Because I didn't want to get hurt big time. So that was, you know, just one. It's a small, maybe silly example of I just prepared for it. And there are a couple of things, too. I used to, probably not as long as Chris, but I used to run, I used to jog. and I like jogging. I don't know how long. I mean, Chris, you probably go a couple of miles, don't you?
Yeah, about three or so.
Okay, I never did the three-mile stuff. I just did it enough to get a good workout and, you know, just kind of get that release. And I knew that I was going to have to stop doing that. So again, I mentally prepared for it and figured out something else I can do. So I started doing, more biking, a legitimate bicycle up hills. Cause I don't like, I don't like spending a lot long time working out. I like to work out. But I found out that if I can condense my time, I get a better workout instead of people stay at the gym and they, you know, they take 3 minutes between sets. No, go in there, boom, 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 get it done. And the same thing on the bicycle. Years ago, I used to go on pretty, you know, decent distance bicycle rides. I didn't really like it. I just assumed get done again. When I do it out where I live on the hills there, I time myself and I'm done in 35 to 40 minutes. But I've gotten a good workout because I'm doing the hills and that's it. But I guess my point is, so I adjusted to riding the bicycle more to get the workout and then some cardio going because I knew that I was going to have my knee replaced. And Do I miss it? I think after time, you kind of forget about it a little bit. Maybe once in a while, I think, you know, it was, you know, nice when I see people, you know, doing those things. And, you know, there's just some other things that you just have to adjust. Maybe even some of the, you know, types of food that you eat. So you have to kind of maybe just not to the extent that you would enjoy it before, but maybe you could cheat every once in a while. So just those little things. But no, it doesn't make me feel old. I guess that will come when you get into a position as I saw my dad the last couple of years. Then I'll know. Then I'll know. All right, speaking of food, I don't know who these celebrity chefs are or anything like that. So I was just interested in when I saw something about the a cowboy chef says, you know, this is tearing families apart. And it's not surprising because when I got into it a little bit more, I said, well, this is, I mean, people have seen this for years and years. Anyway, let's see. What's the guy's name? Cowboy Kent Rollins. I don't know. Anyway, he's a chuck wagon cook and TV personality. He's urging Americans to put down their phones at the dinner table, saying the habit is taking away from family connections. All right. That makes sense. But I'm going to guess this is generational. This is generational. Chris, when you were growing up, was it family dinner?
Well, nobody in my family had phones anyway, so.
Okay. All right, so that wasn't an issue.
No, it wasn't. I was the first one to get a smartphone when I was 16. So by then, you know, my three older siblings were all well moved out, and yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, again, there was a time, and it's kind of funny because this connection with the trivia question this morning, Leave It to Beaver, about the American family and so forth was, and I think the assumption is that many of us grew up in a generation where it was common for at dinner time for the whole family to sit down and, you know, talk over the day. That certainly was the case in my family. My dad didn't, he got home late. And it was actually a pain in the neck. But we were able to get everything done and so forth, and we'd usually have dinner around 7 o'clock. I mean, that was just, I hated it, and anyway, but it was mandatory that when we sat down at the dinner table that we had nothing on. There was no radio on, there was no television on, et cetera, and we talked. And it was very, it was nice. You know, you'd learn about, you know, the politics of the day, usually. And then, hey, what did my brother and sister do at school? What did I do, et cetera, and we'd share thoughts and so forth. That was pretty cool. It was a strict rule. But that was the only one, except for maybe once in a while on Sunday. We did not have the breakfast like some families did. We were on our own for breakfast at a very, very young age because my mom liked to sleep in. She said, you kids. So she taught us how to prepare eggs and whatever in the morning. And so it wasn't a big deal. And that helped later down the road, which I've told stories of how I made money at college doing some chores. But it was mandatory. The only time that we had a TV on during a dinner was the famous game, the Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs. And I forget what year it was, but I remember my mom said, because she was into it, she goes, we can leave the TV on for this. And that was the only time, that we had a ball game on or any TV on when we were having dinner. So that was kind of weird. She broke one of the main rules. But other than that, nope, we sat down and talked. So he says that it's tearing families apart. But and the reason why I'm looking at it is, well, again, is this just part of generational where it's accepted? Where it's accepted. Now, I'm sure many of you have gone to, you know, restaurants and places where people are seated and you know, you have a couple of them that they're just with their heads down on their phones, you know, doing stuff and not paying attention to others. I have not been part of that, although certainly I've been at family occasions where people are, I wouldn't say talking on their phones, but maybe checking or even pulling up a picture and wanting to show us or something along those lines, or maybe responding but not getting into big conversations. But I think this has just become accepted. And so this, he's saying that we should need to do that, but that's up to the families and the people. But I think it's somewhat become accepted. 55% of Americans report eating dinner with their family. 63% say they watch TV during the meal, and 28% say they use their phones, while just 41% say they talk with others at the table. Okay. Well, that's again, it's just who you are. I know that, you know, now we watch TV when we're having dinner. We watch the same things. So, you know, whether it's news or some silly show or a good movie. All right. So you just, every family has their own traditions. The traditional family sit down dinner. I don't know if that still exists that much. I mean, they gave the percentage here, but, that'll probably dwindle as we move along in our society. So anyway, just a couple of things throwing at you. All right, also, what happened on today in history? And again, this is an uncanny day of connections. As I mentioned, there was like, what, two or three characters today related to the Leave It to Beaver, either birthdays or deaths. And since it's Thomas Jefferson's birthday, it was on this day in 1943 that the Washington, D.C. monument to Thomas Jefferson is dedicated. I don't know if that was done on purpose to honor his birthday, but just so happens it came up today with this Leave It to Beaver stuff. Imagine tying in Leave It to Beaver to Thomas Jefferson. That's sacrilegious. Absolutely crazy. Also on this day in history, something that many people... Chris, have you ever heard of the Pony Express?
The Pony Express?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Okay, and again, this goes back to where... maybe we read something in our history books in school way back when, and it was a name, and I think it was a little bit, shall we say, exaggerated. And here's why. Now, the Pony Express, the first run was in 1860. And the Pony Express, it arrived in Sacramento, completing its first run in only 10 days. It had departed from St. Joseph, Missouri on April 3rd. Now, until then, sending a message across the United States could take months. However, the Pony Express, that was supposed to change things. However, it was a financial failure. Now, the rates were $5 per ounce. The average person could not afford it, and it went out of business, but it also, the completion of the Transcontinental Telegraph in 1861 made the Pony Express obsolete, so it didn't even last a year. And it's kind of in Western law, the Pony Express. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Sit down dinner with the family every night. We have young kids. We have old kids too, but, no phones allowed and no TV allowed unless my wife's we're Dodger fans and my wife, she's a big baseball fan, so if the World Series is going on, we'll put the game on. But other than that, I'll sit down and we talk. Yeah. It's a good time. It's important.
No, it is important, and I cherish those times and just learning, because my parents were. Smart enough to even talk about events of the day, and I'm not talking about but events in the country, what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. And I was always fascinated listening to it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you do learn a lot from your parents. So I hope my kids do.
I think it helps develop your mind because probably like you, you know, there would be some things, and I didn't necessarily bring it up at the time, is that I just thought, like, no, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, right. Right, yeah, and I don't expect, you know, I don't expect my kids to agree with everything, and I actually encourage them to disagree. They're wrong, but...
Well, but one of the things that you know
but
that
we can talk it out.
Well, right. But one of the things I learned quickly was that if I disagreed, I was going to have to come back with a legitimate reason why, instead of just saying, well, because I disagree.
Yeah.
You know, both my mom and dad would say, well, tell us why.
Right, not just pat you on the head and say, oh, that's good that you have your own opinion, but I'd encourage you to give a reason.
Yeah. So that was good. I mean, obviously there were some rules that your parents laid down that you couldn't disagree with, but...
mm-hmm. But another thing is, parents, you have to lead by example. So we don't have our phones either. I mean, the young kids, they don't have phones, but the older kids, they do. But we don't use our phones. We don't answer phone calls. They're gone. They're not at the table. We go out at a restaurant, same thing. They're not out. I'm not going to pay that kind of money to go sit somewhere and just stare at my phone anyways, going out to eat.
But I go back to when I see people, whether they're out jogging or even at the gym, okay, you're bringing up dinner. Isn't that time just to get away from the world?
Yeah. Oh, the gym. The gym is horrible. The gym, when people are sitting there on their phone in between, and I want to get my stuff done. I don't stop moving in that 40, 50 minutes I'm at the gym. And that kills me, that watching people stare at their phones and hog equipment.
You know what? If they want to do that on their own time, that's fine. However, when they're impeding people from using that piece of equipment because you're doing that, that is just, I look at those people and two things immediately pop into my mind. One is you're selfish and selfish is the main one, and inconsiderate.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like, you know what? I don't even want to have a conversation with you because I consider you, inconsiderate and you're not thinking about other people.
Yeah, I think we can change with the times and still be considerate and still have etiquette. I think there's cell phone, the smartphones are a great thing. I use mine for all kinds of stuff, but there's etiquette, you know, that I think will develop over time. I think
think it's going to get better?
Well, I mean, some things we change with the times. They're inevitable.
Okay.
But do we learn the etiquette better over time? Do we develop that etiquette where we didn't have it at all at first? We just, the phone's in front of you and here it is. And
What I think needs to happen is that more people they need to say something to these people, because if not, they may not even realize that they're being rude.
Yeah.
Unless it's brought up. Say, excuse me,
right,
are you on this machine or are you trying to talk to somebody? Because I'd like to use it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that without getting into a fist fight.
Mm-hmm.
Although some people will cry and go up to the front desk.
Well, he said he was intimidating. He's intimidating.
All right, Dad, we got to go. We're out of time. All right, thanks. Bye. All right, it says here, sit-down dinners are part of the incentive planning he does. That's Mr. Dave Duringer. All right, well, it's something to be considered because it is important. It is important. All right, that's it.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The city of Atascadero will be holding its next Coffee with the Planner event this week. This month's session will be held Thursday, April 16th at 9 a.m. at the Amsterdam Coffee House. The topic discussed will be the 2045 General Plan update and associated zoning code updates. County Public Works announced travelers can expect some delays on Peachy Canyon Road this week during working hours, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Crews will be making repairs along the embankments damaged in the 2023 storms, which may result in delays of up to 5 minutes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on Allison Amenta. And we'll be talking about the Move-A-Thon. It's a fundraiser for the Parkinson's Foundation. And Susanna, the baby is adjusting, and the baby will be adjusted so Susanna can come back on May 4th. In the meantime, in the 1 o'clock hour, the Civil War. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.